Hello.
Hello, my name is Jasmine. I'm calling back from Roadside Assistance. Is this Mr. Seth?
It is. Hi. Yeah, sorry. I that number for the 24-hour place rang and rang and rang. So I'm at a bit of a loss now on.
Okay. Let me see what we can do. Just a moment.
As far as this process, but so should I just pick a random garage that's within 15 miles and get it towed there and talk to them in the morning when the shop opens?
Now, unfortunately, if it's going to be closed, because we have to know if it's an after-hour drop-off, because we can't just drop the car off without the shop knowing. So
okay,
hopefully it's possible that you can reach out to one.
I'm trying. Everything is closed and no one's answering their phone. So it's, like I said, it's now after 6 o'clock here. So with me stranded on the middle of the road, out on the side of the road in a rural area, are you saying your service can't help me?
Unless we can find an address further, but you'll have to pay out of pocket.
Okay, but I mean, some of these addresses that are further are, like I said, this is a rural area. The next pocket of anything seems like it's 35 miles away. And then 50 miles after that, and, you know, so, and those places are showing that they're closed as well.
Okay, so then in that case, you possibly have to leave it there and see if you can call back in the morning when they're open, and then we'll be able to tow it.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of other options.
I got it. I'm gonna get off the phone with you then and start trying to call some of these local places to see what I can figure out on the ground here. If I find someone who's open, I will call back. But in the meantime, I feel like if I have any luck catching someone before they leave for the night, I need to be doing it right now. So thank you for your help. I will call back if I can figure something out.
Okay. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.